For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Private and public sector organizations are teaming up to host this Friday's 20th annual Silent Witness March. The event, which at 3:30 p.m. on the steps of the Government Administration Building, honors those who have suffered as a result of domestic violence and bullying.
The stats that we had for 2019 from the police showed something like 2,839 calls that were received through the RCIPS. That's a lot when you think about a community of 60,000 people. It does show that we know that the issue is real.
Marisha Spencer is with the Cayman Islands Crisis Center, the organization that chairs the Alliance Against Domestic Violence, which provides a coordinated response for those living with domestic violence. If you'd like more information about Cayman's Alliance Against Domestic Violence, you can email alliance@ndv.ky. or call 623-4827 or check out at Alliance to NDV on Instagram or Facebook. Organizers of Older Persons Month are thanking this year's 7 ambassadors.
We really, really are appreciative of all these ambassadors have done for the Cayman Islands and the communities. Some of them are unsung heroes, and so we just want to really just shine the spotlight on them.
Department of Children and Family Services Lois Kellyman tells Radio Cayman this year's ambassadors are the Honorable Mary Lawrence, Norma Scott, Trevor Wattler, Jane Ramoon, Franklin Churchill Bodden, Lucille Douglas, and Margaret Lizzie Powell. The National Gallery of the Cayman Islands, in collaboration with the Cayman Islands government, has launched a call for photographers for a forthcoming virtual exhibition that seeks to showcase our community's diverse experiences of lockdown. The resulting online project will reflect how we, individually and collectively, have dealt with this unique moment in our history. Anyone residing in Cayman is invited to submit photographs reflecting life in Cayman both during lockdown and as restrictions have begun to ease. Up to 5 photos may be submitted per person for consideration along with one or more of the following themes: family life, work life, and community. All images must be submitted electronically to project@nationalgallery.org.ky with the subject heading CC Photo Project. The deadline for submitting works is Friday, November 20th, 2020. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Pope Francis has voiced support for civil union laws for homosexual couples in what Catholic observers say are his clearest remarks yet on the issue. Speaking in a TV documentary just released in Rome, Pope Francis said same-sex couples had the right to be in a family and nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable. Purdue Pharma, whose painkiller fueled the opioid crisis in the United States, has pleaded guilty to federal charges over the distribution of the medicine. Its owners, the Sackler family, has agreed to pay more than $200 million to settle a civil case. Opioids have been linked to nearly 500,000 deaths in the United States. The anti-terrorism prosecutor in France, Jean-François Ricard, has said the killer who beheaded a teacher last week could not have identified him without help from students. Mr. Ricard confirmed that 2 pupils, aged 14 and 15, are among 7 people who face possible prosecution. The Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, has appealed for calm amid continuing unrest in the biggest city, Lagos, a day after the shooting of protesters. Crowds have returned to the scene where witnesses and human rights groups say troops previously opened fire on hundreds of demonstrators, killing a number of them. The Armenian Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, has urged his countrymen to volunteer to defend Nagorno-Karabakh almost a month after fighting over the enclave broke out with Azerbaijan. It's the first time Mr. Pashinyan has made such an appeal. BBC News.